There was one, let's see if I can find it quick. It was a cartoon, it wasn't a writing. Let's see, it's in the front. And the preacher's sitting at his desk and the phone rings. And a person on the other end said, "What time is your service?" And he said to him, "When can you get here?" goodness. Here's one. Out of the mouths of babes. We always talk about that. A family was staying overnight in a friend's home in another town. And at bedtime, the little girl told her mother that she was afraid to sleep alone in a different bedroom. The mother assured the girl that God and her guardian angel would watch over her while she was asleep. And the girl looked up at Mama and said, "Yeah, but I want someone with skin on to sleep with me." thank God for, you know, holy humor is so important. There's a lot of comedians now. Mike Huckabee has got a show on Trinity Broadcasting on Saturday nights, and they run it a couple, three, four times over. And some of the comedians he's had on there are silly, but the point of it being that humor is an important part of our life, and good, clean humor is good because it allows us to reflect on. But good, clean humor comes with an element of truth. Good, clean humor, not funny unless it has a little bit of truth in it, because life is, in a sense, is funny. So there's a different movement now on for comedians who are traveling around to different comedy clubs to do good, clean humor. And, you know, because we like to laugh at ourselves, too.